Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. Healthy Peninsula is bringing the beloved Frogtown Mountain Puppeteers to the Blue Hill Town Hall Theater for two shows on Saturday, March 7th. One's at 10:30 a.m. and the other at 1 p.m. It's a fundraiser to support their community health programs. The show is The Legend of the Banana Kid, a favorite of the Bar Harbor-based puppetry troupe, in which Little Chucky heads to the Wild West with a fistful of bananas, riding into town on his trusty goat for a showdown with Big Bad Bart and his gang of bandits. Frogtown Mountain Puppeteers is a family troupe comprised of three siblings, brothers Eric and Brian Torbeck and sister Robin Torbeck Erlinson, that has performed at festivals, schools, libraries, and theaters in the United States and Canada. They write and create all the shows they perform, and they've received three citations of excellence from UNIMA USA, the highest national award in puppetry. Healthy Peninsula is a grassroots community health organization serving the towns of the Blue Hill Peninsula and Deer Isle Stonington. Their community-based programming, supplemented with many community partner organizations in order to reach all the corners of the rural region, includes the Magic Food Bus, Simmering Pot Delivery Project, Welcome Baby Bags, Bridging Neighbors Community Health Outreach Program, a walking cafe, Child Care Provider Network, and more. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and also check out their website at healthypeninsula.org. The Frogtown Mountain Puppeteers presentation will be at the Blue Hill Town Hall, which is on Union Street in Blue Hill. It's scheduled for Saturday. The snow day is the following day at the same times. Tickets are $10 with a 20% discount for groups of three or more. You can get more information by emailing Ann Schroth at ASCHROTH@healthypeninsula.org or call them at 374-3257. Just a quick reminder that the Singing Journalist event is tomorrow evening at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor. We talked with Andrew Revkin, the Singing Journalist, last week on Around Town, and that's up on the archives now if you missed it and want more information. The public is invited to attend the second annual community Ramadan iftar and dinner on Friday evening in Bangor. Quote, guests will gather to break the fast at sunset, 5:30 p.m., and share in an evening of reflection, fellowship, and connection. Ramadan is a sacred month observed by Muslims worldwide, centered on fasting, prayer, gratitude, and compassion. The iftar is open to all, whether you observe Ramadan or simply wish to experience and learn about this meaningful tradition. The evening will include a shared dinner, live oud music, henna artistry, and a kids' corner. Troy Jackson and many other state politicians will be in attendance. Join us as we break bread, build bridges, and celebrate community together. End quote. The second annual community Ramadan iftar and dinner is coming up on Friday, March 6th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor. Admission is free, but registration is required. You can reserve your free tickets on Eventbrite. I'll put the direct link on the archives of today's program. And now for a bit of crowdsourcing. During this semi-quincentennial year of 2026, semi-quincentennial, I think that's right, I'm planning to do a few flashbacks to the bicentennial in 1976. If you were around back then and have memories of the bicentennial or of the country in general in 1976, please get in touch. You can reach me at news@weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. As I said, you can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.